The American Civil Liberties Union filed a class action lawsuit against the federal government on Friday for separating immigrant families. In the suit, they claim that hundreds of families have been split up and ask a judge to declare family separation illegal. Joining me now to explain this and what prompted this suit is Noman Merchant. He's a reporter with the Associated Press in Houston. So, Noman, tell us first, what exactly is the ACLU seeking here?
The ACLU is asking a federal judge to declare the alleged practice of family separation to be unconstitutional. The ACLU, along with other immigrant advocacy groups, have accused the U.S. government of systematically separating parents and children as a deterrent to people who might otherwise come to the southwest border and seek asylum. Mm-hmm. Administration officials have denied that there's a formal policy of family separation. They have spoken about, in some cases, families being separated in individual cases, and it's been publicly considered as a potential policy move. But basically, the ACLU wants to have a federal judge declare family separation to be unconstitutional, and it's basing that in particular on two cases of parents and children that it says were separated after they sought asylum.
Right. Can you break down those stories for us?
Yeah. So the first case that the ACLU brought was related to a woman from the Democratic Republic of the Congo and her 7-year-old daughter. They presented themselves to a port of entry in California and were detained for about 5 days together before, according to the ACLU, the girl was taken away from her mother screaming and crying. And the ACLU says that the girl has now been placed into a facility in Chicago, about 2,000 miles away from San Diego. Mm. That's one of the cases, and the other is related to a Brazilian woman who's being held in West Texas, while her 13-year-old son is being held in Chicago as well. So those are two examples of what advocates say are many dozens and even hundreds of cases of parents and children being separated.
I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear that children are being put in detention centers to begin with. Can you tell us what exactly is the federal government's policy on family separation at this point? How does it work right now?
Well, officially, the federal government says it has not enacted a broad family separation policy. The way it works is when a parent and child present themselves to U.S. Customs and Border Protection seeking asylum, after they pass what's known as a credible fear screening, parents are typically detained by ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and children who are unaccompanied, who don't have a parent with them, are supposed to go to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, which falls under a separate federal agency. Hmm. All that's to say that parents and children are generally detained separately, but when families come together under federal court settlements, they are generally supposed to be released to shelters or, in the case of ICE, ICE has some family detention facilities where they can keep parents and children.
Right. So the lawsuit has been filed. What has the response been so far from the Department of Homeland Security?
Well, the Department of Homeland Security declined to comment on the lawsuit, citing that it's pending litigation. DHS has said that people should take caution in hearing stories from advocacy groups about family separation. And in the case of the Congolese woman and her daughter, in court papers, DHS has said that it is seeking DNA testing to confirm that the parent and child are actually parent and child. Hmm. One of the challenges that border enforcement immigration authorities face is that these routes, especially through Mexico, are controlled by cartels and criminal organizations. There's a lot of concern about human smuggling and parents sending their children with other adults. So in the case of the Congolese woman, at least, DHS has sought to put that case into the broader context of what it's trying to investigate.
Noman Merchant is a reporter with the Associated Press. Noman, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this morning.
Thank you.